The Torah tells us in Parashas Re'eh, on the Pasuk Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Ki Yerchak Mimcha HaMakam Asher Yivchar Hashem Alkecha L'shem Shem Mitzavachta, and you shall slaughter your cattle and your sheep, etc. So the pasuk says that when Bnei Yisrael will enter the land of, will enter Eretz Yisrael, and they will no longer live in close proximity to the Mishkan. So it says they shall slaughter their cattle and sheep and eat them. So like, what's the chiddush? You mean, and if they didn't live in close proximity to the Mishkan, then they couldn't. Don't we have the mitzvah of Shechita? What does the pasuk mean? It seems to connect being in close proximity to the Mishkan to eating shon u'bakar. So it's a machlokas in the Gemara in Chul and on Nav Yud Zayin between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is that when Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar and they live close to the Mishkan, so you couldn't eat basar chulun. You couldn't eat meat that wasn't involved with the carbon. If they wanted to eat meat, they had to offer a carbon to the Mishkan, and then they were entitled to eat the meat. That's how Rabbi Shmuel learns the pasuk, that you couldn't eat basar chulun. You couldn't just eat your own meat that you wanted, basar taiver, however you want to call it. Non-meat for carbonas. It was only if you were, and only once you entered Eretz Yisrael, then you can. So that's what the pasuk comes to tell me. When you enter Eretz Yisrael, not only can you eat meat of the Mishkan, but you can eat regular meat. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says, no, you're allowed to eat meat in the Mishkan, even meat in the Midbar, even if it wasn't for carbonas purposes. So what's different? In other words, the pasuk seems to say when you enter Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be different, that you could slaughter your animals and eat them, implying the Midbar wasn't that case. So Rabbi Shmuel learns that Kipshuta. Rabbi Akiva says, no. This means that upon entering Eretz Yisrael, the laws of Shechita applied, like we know it today. But in the Midbar, there's something called Basa Nechira, meat from an animal that was killed without Shechita. So that's a whole debate in the commentary. What does that mean, basam nechira? Does it mean any dead animal, regardless how the animal was killed or how it died? Or others say no. They were not permitted any type of nevela, but only meat of an animal whose simanim was severe, just as, albeit it was a non-valid shechita, but it was done in a similar way. So that's a debate in the Gemara, but it's a machlokas, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, how you learn what's the pshat in the pasuk, that, and when they come in, when they're no longer in, when they enter the land of Israel, and they're not going to be in close proximity to the Mishkan like they were in the Midbar, so they could, what do you mean you could slaughter your animals? Rabbi Yishmael means kipshuta. Up until then you only could eat meat from a karban. And now, in the Yisrael, you can eat regular meat from this slaughter. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, you're always allowed to eat regular meat, but the laws of Shechita applied in Eretz Yisrael, but they had bas and nechira. So Rabbi Yirmiyah in the Gemara Kuhin raised the question about whether the Jews were permitted to eat bas and nechira that they brought with them into Eretz Yisrael, since at the time when they slaughtered it was mutter, do I say it still applies now? So that was a discussion in the Gemara, unresolved. So Rashi writes drush v'kabel skar, like what do I need? What, why is it relevant? We don't have bas and nechira. So the Rashi says it is relevant, because later on we had a gzera of gvinas akum. At one point, you can eat cheese produced from Gentiles, and they made a gzera, you can't. So according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, let's say you had cheese made by Goyim before the gzera, and then now the gzera was on, but could you still use the old cheese? So Rosh Hashanah be relevant to that Shaila? So we have to know how we paskin. So comes along the Chida, the Birki Yosef, and says, is an Ashkenazic minig not to have meat during the 9 days except for Shabbos and the Sudas Mitzvah? So what about leftover meat from Shabbos, leftover meat from the Siyam? That is it like basa nechira in the midbar? Was it like the cheese? So the Rush wants to say, but it came to basa nechira, savek daraisu achumra was strict on. When to gun to gavina sakim, it's only a drabanan. So maybe savek drabanan lakula. We could be lenient. So the Birkas Yosef says, if by Gvinas Akum, which is a real din drabanan, maybe there's room to be lenient, Savak drabanan lakula, how much more so eating meat, which is only a minug, we should say Savak drabanan lakula. So that's the Birkas Yosef. We don't usually paskin like him. Many more poskin paskin like him in a situation when we didn't have fridges and freezers, nowhere to put the food. Bizman Azeh, that we have places to put it, most assume, not like the Birkei Yosef, but we have to explain, you know, what's wrong with his comparison to the Gvina Sakam, or the Basa Nechira. So, some want to point out that but the case of the Basa Nechira, the case of the Gvina Sakam, that's now, once from now on in, it's going to be usher, so there's nothing you could do. So therefore, maybe by the Gvin Nisakam, there's more room to be lenient. But by the case of the meat, if you wait to after the 9 days, so then you can eat it. So we have halacha by bito. You have a davar sheyeshlo matirin, something that you could wait and become mutter. Why rely on bito? Similarly, here are others, perhaps maybe that there's a difference. One is an iser chefsa, that it's on that food will never be permitted again. But over here in the 9 days, there's nothing wrong with the meat. It's just that it's Isra on me to have meat. So perhaps then, you know, it wouldn't apply. So different reasons given, but the poskim seem to say not to have got over me. Another reason given in the Mako camp is, you know, there's a mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. It was back in the day when people were very poor. So their concern was, well, you know, if I can't eat the leftovers, today who eats leftovers? But in the case of the leftovers, so we're concerned, you know what? I'll make very little food then. I'll skimp on my meat and chicken. So therefore, they were afraid that if you tell them they can't have leftovers, you end up being mevat to the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. So if some throw in that svara. So again, the meaning is not to have leftovers, since today we could save them and as well, but it's good, but makam sarach, when someone's a chole and you have a need to eat meat, so obviously you might as well have meat that was left over. Or some say it only applies to meat but not chicken, so better to have chicken than meat. So even though we don't usually assume like the Birkei Yosef, but b'shas hadchak, when there are other situations to have meat or chicken, so then it's probably better to have a leftover chicken or leftover meat.